Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of the day, shall we? As the day proceeds, maybe it's just beginning for some of you. Maybe it's been a long day for others. Whatever it is, we're here to help. September the 12th, 2023 is what we will experience today. And when I say we, it includes Jay Kirshner, who's on the other side of her microphone. I'm on this side of my microphone. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And so we are here. Not all that needs to be said about September 11th has been said. I don't think we'll focus on it as much today as we did yesterday. It was appropriate yesterday, certainly, to have a number of different things to put together as far as the puzzle of pieces that continue to be a part of what we're thinking, trying to come away with something that was positive or is positive still. And so with that in mind, I think about music. I was talking to somebody who is a friend. We were discussing music and the various types of music that are prevalent and that are fun. It isn't just pop music, but there are a lot of great things that can inspire you. They come from the world of classical music, or there's just old instrumentals. I remember as a kid, Jay, I'm a radio kid, I guess, I was probably maybe 3-4 years into my career, and I got a job at a station in Boston there was one of these stations in every city, every big city, that played sort of instrumental soft hits. This radio station was called WJIB, was on the water, and it was for Jib, and that was what it was called, Jib Time, Ding Ding, that kind of stuff. And we would announce very professorially, kind of like public radio almost, this is a song from Rachmaninoff. It was more pop stuff, like pop instrumental versions of big hits. Anyway, that was a way for people to escape. It was neat. Those stations pretty much don't exist anymore. There's a channel on Sirius XM that's kind of like that. It's all instrumental music, but you recognize the tunes. But it's just a soft and lilting way to go through the day. And sometimes instrumental, I find the piano to be very soothing, frankly.
Oh my goodness. There are different kind of cover bands that do a lot of popular songs.
Yeah.
And it is only piano. It's like piano covers. They are fantastic.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, here's one right now. There we go. Yeah, a great invention, the piano, right? So if you're one who admits music into your soul, it will become part of your, not only your soul, but I think your spirit. Music has been something through the ages that really never dies. It stays, right? The good music stays. Like, we can go back to, as I mentioned, Rachmaninoff, you can go to Mozart, you can go to Bach, Beethoven. You can go to a lot of spiritualist music that came out of churches. I think some of the best music ever has come out of churches. One of the good things that come, frankly, out of church or out of religion. So I just highlight that to have you think about that before we get into some of the realities of the day. Like this guy who has escaped still authorities, this guy, Daniello Cavalcante, who escaped from that prison, a week or so ago, he eludes the police, even though he went into this guy's kitchen in the middle of the night.
This is what horror films are made of.
Yeah. This guy is not far from where the prison in Chester County is. Everybody's on high alert. So in the middle of the night, this guy, Ryan Drummond, goes downstairs and he says he sees Cavalcanti in his house. after they'd gone to bed, he went down for, you know, how people go down for a glass of milk or something.
Oh, he heard something. Oh, here's the play-by-play. So they have these French doors at their home, and they're locking up for the night. This is when he kind of first escaped. They know that there's something going on in the area. They're trying to lock up, and they cannot get these French doors locked because a lot of people typically do not lock their homes up at night. I do not know why, but this is apparently a thing. And so they're trying to lock these French doors. They can't get them locked. Of course.
Go ahead.
And one of his daughters is kind of, you know, feeling anxious about the fact that these French doors will not lock. And he's like, you know what, it's fine. We're going to be okay. Just let's all go to bed. Around 11:15 or something, he wakes up because he hears noises downstairs. He peeks over the banister, and he sees this figure. He knows, okay, somebody is in the house. Somebody is in the kitchen. He goes and tells his wife. He checks on his kids. They're all still sleeping. And the wife is on high alert now, too. And he goes to grab a weapon so that he can take it downstairs and confront him. And then he has this thought of, like, wait a second. I don't have a gun. I only have, you know, something to hit him with. But he is in a kitchen with steak knives. They had steak for dinner that night. They didn't clean up fully. So this murderer has access to knives. And he's like, I don't want to go downstairs. Let's just, like, hopefully he leaves. And he thinks, the homeowner thinks, I'm going to flicker some lights. And you know how there are some light switches where there's multiple light switches to the same light in homes?
Yeah.
So he flickers some of the lights that trying to maybe, like, spook him and get him to leave. Well, dude flickers the lights back. I get chills just thinking about that. Like, he almost messing with him. So he's thinking, okay. He tells his wife, call 911. And he really is thinking, I don't want to go downstairs and confront him. I just hope he leaves. So he's ready just in case he comes back upstairs. Or just in case he comes upstairs to the family, he's like, okay, there's going to have to be a confrontation. I'm going to have to fight for my family, but I'm not just going to go downstairs. And eventually he sees him just leave, walk out of the house once he was done kind of doing whatever he was doing. Yeah.
Getting a couple
of things that maybe he can trade off for money or something. But he even said that the murderer walked very calmly, just methodically out the door, not like he was trying to leave. And so he was already gone by the time police showed up. But can you imagine, there's not only someone in your house, but who you know is a murderer. You try to, like, alert them, like, oh, someone's awake. You flicker the lights thinking they'll leave, and they flicker the lights back at you.
Hi. How's everything going up there? We'll be down in a minute. I need cheese and bologna on my sandwich. Maybe if you got a little mustard or mayonnaise, take a couple of bottles of milk with me, and there you go. It's not laughable, but yet it is moderately amusing, I think, as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't it? This sort of is a...
This is the beginning of a horror film.
Yep, right. Speaking of the beginning, Rosh Hashanah is this weekend, right? The Jewish... I think this is one of the highest holy days, I think. I know it's one of the highest holy days. Rosh Hashanah and then the Yom Kippur. So a lot of schools will be closed. A lot of businesses will not do as much business, because if you're more than an ethnic Jew, you're a religious Jew, you take this time very seriously. So that is part of what is happening around the country and around the world this week. Also, conversations with a lot of people involved in climate, the whole business of what's going on with the hurricane, where it's going to go, where it's going to land. It apparently is going to pass my neck of the woods pretty much completely. We have some rain scheduled again today, light rain tomorrow, and then it looks like we have some decent weather here in the Northeast. This is more of the same kind of... I get pretty impatient with this, and maybe I shouldn't, because being... What's the... An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of care. Isn't that the expression? So if you're prepared and nothing happens, I guess it's okay, except sometimes when you cry wolf too often, then people don't pay attention. And then when there is need, it's hard to find that happy medium, if you will. But that is that story. Okay, a couple of political profile stories. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, wow, this is such great news. She's been in Congress since 1987, and she's decided to bless us again. She's running for re-election. My heavens, I can sleep better at night knowing that she will be on the job for another 2 years, this election cycle, well, actually, it's next year. So she'll be, what, 84 or something? 83. She'll be 83. Well, she'll be 84 next year. She's 83 mm-hmm. this year, right? And that certainly plays into all of the fabulously mature. And I know this sounds, I can, you know, somebody will take a shot at me because of my age. But I'm not running the country.
As we discussed, there are people that are the same age that are not, they don't have the same capabilities. There are some people who are 85 and they are a very young
age.
Age
is a BS thing.
Yes, exactly. And then there are other people who are 80, like some people are 85 and you would think that they might be like 70 or 72 or something. And there are people who are 85 who it's like, okay, you shouldn't even have a driver's license.
Yeah, right. Dianne Feinstein is 89. No, didn't she just turn 90 or she's about to?
I believe she's 89 still.
Right. So there are those, Lindsay McConnell. Look at the list of these people who have been around for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about all of the things where we're so stuck politically or we're so stuck organizationally or so stuck in terms of the fundamentals of how the country is being run by these people whose main goal in life isn't to serve you but to screw the opposite party. That's really kind of where we've been.
Uh-huh.
Spend your whole life. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're right. It comes to the parties. And people would rather their party win than get actually a good candidate up there. We've discussed this before, that age should not be related to anything in this. It should be capabilities. Just as they have the doctor check physical capabilities, there should be mental capabilities, emotional capabilities. You should have the full physical write-up, not just in a physical sense.
Yeah. Well, we have these conversations and people seem to not be heeding. They seem to do the same thing. Maybe that's because we have not got really good. I won't say maybe. It is because we don't have people coming up that are learning how the system works. So they just do the same old ho-hum. And we're stuck in a malaise. And it's dangerous. Bad place to be, frankly. All right, so that's that part of the story and part of the day. It's 18 after the hour. You've come to Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. Now each bottle is a month supply. So the each bottle is 30 day supply and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product, and you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happens to be Tuesday morning. Jay Kirshner and I are at the ready to dig around into the social media world. Some of the things that are trending about people that are well known. I must admit to not knowing who Abby Lee Miller is, but apparently I'm the only one who doesn't know who she is. And she has apparently created a bit of a firestorm after admitting something that some people say, ick, to. So we'll get to the ick factor right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So, you'll have to pardon me here. I've just given Jay and James some graphic thoughts about what this woman might do. She looks like someone that is totally removed. I don't know. She supposedly is a dance mom. She stars in a show
She was the dance instructor, yeah. And yeah. Dance Moms, reality television show on a dance studio for children, and she was the dance instructor. And she was pretty abusive to the children, and the parents were always at these practices, these rehearsals, and all of that stuff, the classes, and witnessed a lot of this. And it was absolutely awful. And that show ran from 2011 until 2019.
Really?
Ran for a very long time. But she's in the news again.
How do people like this get traction in the first place? This is, she's not, apparently, she doesn't have a family of her own, but she likes high school boys.
Oh, yeah. She did a podcast recently, and she first started off talking about Tom Cruise and All the Right Moves, and, you know, the actor portrayed a teenager playing football for a scholarship. And then the host of the show and Abby Lee Miller, I mean, we're talking about this stuff, and then the host of the show, Sophia Franklin, says that, oh, yeah, she likes the coaches. And Abby Lee Miller is like, oh, I like the high school football players. It's my thing or whatever or something. And then Sophia starts talking about, like, oh, like those who used to play football.
She's trying to get her out of what she just said.
Trying to get her out of it. And she's like, no, I'm talking about ones that are still currently in high school, all for it. Like the active currently are high school football players. So basically acknowledging that she likes underage boys. And that the podcast episode, the recording, would just ended. They were like, no, we're done. We are done here.
I looked at her. I've never seen her before. I don't know anything about the show. But what did I say when where does she live now? That's what I'd like to know. Because she comes across
as being in the
specific region of the country.
She did a little bit of prison for a short period of time following Dance Moms. Yeah, for bankruptcy fraud.
I mean, she looks like a con person, con man, con artist. Isn't that funny? How do you tell that by looking at somebody? But
sometimes a picture doesn't lie.
Right, yeah. Well, there you go. How to become famous in 10 seconds. Here it is, the downfall of Abby Lee Miller. Our focus here at 18 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump marked the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks by posting a video on his Truth Social platform.
Today, on the solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago.
Trump acknowledged that the events are permanently etched in our minds. Under a proposed regulation by the Biden administration, a new Department of Labor rule would make salaried workers eligible for overtime pay. Under the new rule, full-time employees would be compensated for any overtime worked if they were to make less than $55,068 annually. And a new survey reveals increasing concern among Americans regarding access to credit. They say it's due to stricter approval standards by banks. 60% of respondents believe it's more challenging. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I know it's going to be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse. And chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was.
There you are.
We who could laugh over big things were parted by only.
He couldn't really sing, but he made it work, because he made most anything work. Bob Hope, and Thanks for the Memories with Dorothy McGuire. So here we go into another half hour. Thank you for the memories. One of the things about doing this program is that hopefully my aim, well, one of my many aims is that you'll take away from the program every day something that's memorable. And certainly yesterday, as we talked about the tragedy from 22 years ago, we had, I think, most of our time as I go back and reflect on yesterday, was meant to be and made to be about September 22nd, because there's so many different stuff, bits and pieces of stuff that are coming out. The 88-year-old, also yesterday, the discussion of JFK's assassination, the 88-year-old guy who's written a book who was a Secret Service person, that was an important part of our conversation yesterday. And, yeah, we talked about Danny Masterson. But it really, I felt yesterday was not like a holiday, but one of those days when pretty much everything goes someplace else.
Everything
is that, you know,
stops.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, time does stop and stuff like that. So anyway,
I wonder if it's like that still for people who were alive during Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's a good question. Very good question. We all have those moments in our lives, whether they be personal or, I mean, we can all remember when our folks died, probably. We can remember, as sad as that is, we can remember our high school graduation and maybe college graduation, those babies born, that kind of stuff. What are the memories? Well, that's actually a good question for social media. They don't mind asking you, Jay. How about when you go to social media at Good Day Network, give us a thought about the most memorable day that, or maybe a couple of memorable days. What made that day memorable? One of the most memorable, or the most memorable, the day you got married, that sort of thing. But
for some people, the day they got divorced.
Yeah, hooray!
Mm-hmm.
That is true, right? Yep, wasn't a great day for me, but I remember. Well, I remember the night after I got divorced, but sweetie, yeah. Now, really, isn't that interesting? I haven't thought about that for a long, long time. You just put me into a place. I remember going into the courtroom, and we weren't at odds. We just, you know, it wasn't good. The marriage wasn't good. And then Tony, my wife, about whom you've heard me talk a lot over the course of the years, because she's an important part of my life, not only as the mother of my children, but she was an important figure in my life, perhaps one of the most. And I never, you know, when you really love somebody, the way you know that you love somebody is you don't stop loving them. Mm-hmm. Whether they're in your life or they're not in your life, you still love them. And I always loved her. But his husband and wife, we. And so, I remember, we had made, I'll just tell you a quick story. We had made an arrangement with a friend of mine to get a divorce, and it was going to cost us $385. That was it, because everything was divided, and, you know, that was it. It was done. And then she got to talking to some of her divorced friends, and they got her to think, ah, he's going to screw you. He's got this, he's got that, he's hidden it, you're going to... So she hires a lawyer from the most expensive, well-known legal firm in Boston, Crane and Inker. And so I went and hired the most expensive lawyer in Worcester, Mass., and the two of them went at it and went on forever and ever, and the bill got up to be the tens of thousands of dollars.
Oof.
And so I go into the courtroom the day that everything's going to be signed, sealed, and delivered, and my lawyer says to me, you have to sign this. And I looked at the piece of paper, and it was me agreeing to pay him, I think it was $16,000 at the time. But he wouldn't go into the courtroom unless I signed it. And I thought, you scumbag. But that's what, you know, kind of divorce lawyers, maybe not even divorce lawyers, are all about. I enjoyed him, his company. He was a great lawyer, but he was also a scummy, you know, this is not that he didn't earn it, but he really didn't earn it. Because
wasn't there
nothing,
a better time to have previously
yeah, of
had
course.
To sign that? Not
yeah.
at that given moment.
But the other side of it is nothing changed from the $385 agreement that we had signed, except that we were in the hole and had the, you know, like $24,000 less to spend or less to split between the two of us because of that. And so there's a memorable day. Thank you for bringing it. Whatever memorable moments you may have in your life, share them with us. That's the point of this exercise at Good Day Networks, and we'll share them with you as we have the time. A lot of things shared from yesterday. And if you want to listen to the conversation, as you can do every day, you go to gooddayshow.com for the download. And you go also to the other, like the Food Farm Family things every day. That's fresh, foodfarmfamily.com. And our weekly American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can always just go to the name of the program.com, gooddayhealthshow.com with
Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, all of that stuff. At your service here on the Tuesday program, I was thinking a little bit more about politics. We were talking about Nancy Pelosi and all the other, these old, you know, what's that are, these cretins that are still there. So in Iowa, those of you listening, we have two or three stations in Iowa. Apparently the Democrats have warned the National Democratic Party that they're not happy. It seems that Biden doesn't think he has to go, or at least his bosses, because he has bosses, don't think he needs to go to Iowa because he'll easily win it. So the chairman of the Democratic Party, Rita Hart, says that she sent the DNC a letter explaining why the party needed to invest more heavily in Iowa, regardless of how the state votes in presidential elections. And that's because of what happens in the House of Representatives. So anyway, Iowa's always been sort of a swing state, in a manner of speaking, a little bit more to the right, which you would kind of expect in a rural agrarian economy, although a lot of those states have gone the other way, because when the Trump administration was in, states like Iowa got screwed badly by the great Sonny Perdue and his shenanigans. So a lot of farmers, they just played right into the hands of the Democrats. But the Democrats apparently not smart enough to to take advantage of it. So they just, we don't need you. And it's, again, once again, it's not about the people. It's about the party. We're more important. We have to have control. We'll screw those Republicans. You know how we can do that. And so the saturation of BS continues, frankly. I got one more from that department, Jay. Kevin McCarthy apparently is in peril because the right-wingers in the party are not happy because he's not being tough enough on the Democrats. Here we go again. And they haven't been very subtle about it, frankly. The ultra-right-wingers in the Republican Party want to take a hard line. They don't want to negotiate with the Biden administration. And apparently the people in the middle and the people on the other side, the more centrist Republicans, the more open-minded Republicans, are sick of McCarthy trying to placate the, those bingos on the far right. You know, they just, it's so devastatingly destructive for these people. It's just all about them.
Yeah,
and their
party
demands.
About the people.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know, McCarthy, I think he's been okay, frankly. I didn't know much, I didn't think much about him when he first got the job, but I thought he'd done a pretty good job placating some of these nutbirds. And that's frankly what they are. These people are unbelievably unrealistic, maybe in their own life, but they're not helping move the agenda forward for America. They may be pushing forward their own agenda, but they're not helping America. But I think McCarthy has been, he's always been a, it looks like his career, as he's pretty skilled as a political survivor, and that's how he got himself to the point where he is, because he wasn't, you know, he wasn't the overwhelming favorite when he jumped in. But I don't know, I look at this stuff, and the Republicans are in chaos. They won't tell you, oh, it's all about Trump. But there are a lot of people that aren't crazy about the Trump sort of is ruining and has ruined the Republican Party. And those of you who love Trump can say, oh, no, he was great for the Republican Party. Nah, not really. He's been very divisive. And so McCarthy's tried to bring people back together again, but there are just some people who are so dogmatic. And how do you, I mean, just translate that to your own life, right? How is it, do you have a husband or a wife, or do you have a teacher, or do you have a boss, or you have somebody in your life whose whole life is about dogma? It's about what, it's about the prescription for life according to them. And how does that necessarily, how is that, how does that work? How does it, how can you be so inflexible so as to not be able to deal with other people in the world? It doesn't figure for me.
You know, and I think it comes from people not wanting to have conversations unless they are 110% agreed with upon those specific topics of conversation.
Yeah, it's, right.
There's no learning. There's none of that.
No, not at all.
All right, here's something from New Jersey. A teacher who was fired from a Catholic school a couple of years ago after getting pregnant outside of marriage went to court to try to get her job back and apparently has lost. The Supreme Court has sided with the school that fired this pregnant, unmarried teacher. Her name is Victoria Cristello. She was a caregiver at St. Teresa's School, and then she became a teacher. She was an art teacher, I guess. And anyway, so she lost her job. The school claimed she had breached the code of ethics, having fornication and not being married. Oh, no. Heavens. Nobody ever does that. Right? So, I mean, you got your code of conduct, and you know, realize that when that's the other side of the coin. It doesn't seem really, really very realistic, mm-hmm. And maybe not even in 2023, but going back, I mean, people are going to have sex. People want to be with people. People want to be mm-hmm. naked, and they want to have fun, and so, or they love somebody, and they, you know, fewer and fewer people are getting married these days. So I don't know.
This was a Catholic school. It's a private school. Private schools have a different set of
right.
rules.
And they can make their rules.
Then public schools. And especially when it's a Catholic school that abides by Catholic law.
Yep.
You can't. It's just
I'm not surprised.
Things.
I think this is probably the right decision. Mm-hmm. According to the law anyway. It may not be the right social decision, but the law allows religious organizations and private entities to mm-hmm. hire and fire as they will because it's their deal. It's not my business. It's theirs. Not your business. So I was sort of surprised they took it this far, though. I mean, that
well, and the fact is that you think anybody else aren't having sex. They just didn't get pregnant.
Yeah, well, there you go. That would have been the smarter way to handle it, right? 48 past the hour.
My rod smells just right, just right.
Said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
Bob, you copy? Oh.
He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignment.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today, on Food, Farm, and Family, Jay and I celebrate National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Yum.
I have chocolate milkshakes. They have a little protein in them as well. The history of the milkshake, going back to a couple of different concepts, the electric blender and malted milk. 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 Jay, milk.
Milk.
So that you understand the origin of these, you had to look back to medieval Britain when eggnog came about. That's something been around a long time. I didn't chill it the way it was kind of a hot drink.
Well, they put like milk and eggs together. It had alcohol or something in it, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, they got to make it. You got to make it drinkable.
Well,
so put whiskey in it.
Well, now there's like, if you go to a lot of restaurants that are maybe famous for their milkshakes, they also have these adult milkshakes, and it was almost like, oh, they reinvented the wheel. They're putting alcohol in milkshakes. And it's like, nope, that's how it originally started.
Yep. Well, so Hamilton Beach in 1910 introduces their first drink mixer, the electric blender, and that was the machine that was used in bars and stuff. I have a little blender I use for my protein milkshakes, and I don't actually use milk in them. I put a little ice cream in them and maybe a little fruit drink, and it's just as good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The milkshakes, you know, it used to be that the drugstores they called them soda fountains then, and they would have one of these blenders, and they'd grind up the stuff, and that's how they were really malted milks. It wasn't really chocolate per se, but malt kind of tastes, it's kind of a gray chocolate. Does that make sense?
malt.
Flavor. Yeah, like, what is it? You go to some places and they'll have milkshakes on the menu, or you can have a malt instead. Or they have these flavors. Right. It's like, would you like as a milkshake or a malt? And isn't it just an addition of some, whatever that powdery substance is, that makes it malted?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, you're asking me what it's called, that powdery substance. And it is the stuff that, you know, the powdered stuff that protein shakes are made out of and all that stuff. All right, so anyway, milkshakes. Don't buy the ones that I know, God love, Ed McMahon, who's a great friend, used to like when I would visit him. He said, bring me a McDonald's chocolate milkshake. And I said, what do you want to eat that for? That stuff's awful. Oh, no, I love it. So I don't drink milkshakes much. But I think, you know, not unless they have ice cream in it. You got ice cream? Okay. And then it isn't really, it's not really a milkshake if it's got ice cream in it, although people call it that. It is a, we call them around here, fraps.
So wait,
right?
what's a milkshake if it doesn't
milkshake
have ice cream
is
in it? I thought
milk.
That's what it was.
No, a milkshake around here is powder in milk with some sort of flavoring in it. But you know, if it's got ice cream in it, it's something else.
So then what thickens it up?
The powder that you put into it. Huh. The powder there, like the protein powder and stuff like that. So, how about
Interesting.
That?
Interesting. I used to love, like so many people do, with the Shamrock shakes at McDonald's that you can only get a certain time of year. And I hadn't had one in a very long time. And I had one as an adult within the last few years. No, it did not hit the same.
It
was very chemically. It
tastes like chemicals, yeah. All right, here's the recall of the day. Pegasus Foods of Rockwall, Texas, recalling cream cheese Rangoon because of plastic objects in the product. Good God, these people. They need to be driven out of business. Right? The recall started a couple of months ago. Product distributed mostly in the California area, West Coast. So if you have cream cheese Rangoon from Pegasus Food, bring it back to the store and get your money back. And give them a bill for $20 or $30 for your time. Do that. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good. Smucker's is buying Hostess brands for almost $6 billion. Here's another one of these. They just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Consumer food products company, Hostess brands. Make Twinkies and Ho-Hos. I used to love, when I was a kid, Twinkies. It was an orange cake, cupcake.
Yeah, kind of like spongy.
Right, and it had an orange, the orange frosting on it. It had a little cream squiggle in it and cream inside. That was yummy. Used to buy them for 50 cents.
Wow.
Anyway, so J.M. Smucker is buying Hostess brands. And maybe now Hostess will have the name like Smucker's is good for the jelly. Maybe it's good for Hostess Twinkies as well. 59 past the hour.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.